It's Chuck the Iceman Liddell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tour de Pizza. Hanging out for another hour here, coming up a little BKFC loaded. We'll go talk to David Feldman here shortly. He is your president. 2020 should be outstanding. 2019, I'm not sure, and this is what I'll ask him if I remember. Could he have ever anticipated 2019 to be like it was?
I think he had a vision.
A vision. You hope that it is, but literally almost every single thing, almost every single event, really, I don't know, but maybe two fights that were
and we could ask him when he comes on, but I would even err to say that it was better than he expected. He got bigger names than he expected.
Thanks for tuning in. I just said that.
That's what I do.
See what I got to deal with?
I repeat what you said because it's so good.
You are absolutely killing me.
So awesome.
Holiday shopping? Have you got any done? Is there anything that you're looking for? Do you know what you're getting me yet?
I was going to get you. What should I get you? What do you get a man that has everything?
I don't know, but I have a website.
Okay.
And I'm going to make some purchases here over the next couple of days of some autographed books.
Okay, autographed books?
And I have a collection of autographed books.
Do you really?
I have two presidents signed books.
Really?
Yeah.
Which presidents?
Does it really matter?
Jefferson.
Does it really matter?
Okay.
Does it really matter?
It kind of does.
Why?
I think it matters. Like, there's certain presidencies that are better than others. There's certain presidents that are better. Like, I mean, 45 just tweeted out a picture of him as Rocky. So maybe that came in the care package with your Rocky shirt that you're wearing today.
I'm going to say no.
Would you take an autographed book, autographed Rocky, President Trump?
No.
Rocky poster?
No.
Why?
Because it's like defacing the American flag.
Defacing Rocky?
Defacing Rocky Balboa is not allowed. Well, you saw that. I just got two Rocky Balboas from Ross Baines.
You did.
Have you gone to his website?
I have not gone on.
Seriously, dude.
I need to get on.
I'm telling you.
Well, let's put some more work in the restaurant. I need to redecorate now that there's only one Tour de Pizza left on the planet. Let's make this awesome. Let's build this thing up.
All you got to do is go to Ross Baines Art. bigcartel.com, I believe it is. It's also on our website, and I tweet it all the time. You can purchase them. You know, I have an original painting, and I have a print. But, you know, you can put some cool stuff in here.
Yeah.
You know, truly. Or really what you can do is put your order in, and then if you really do tag along when we go to London, then you can just pick it up and bring it back.
Oh, I'm going. I have to go.
Why do you have to?
Well, I've never been.
Okay.
So it's just a bucket list. I got to go see Big Ben.
Been there, done that. But this website of autographed books, I've already selected a couple that I'm going to get for some friends and family. Last year, I bought a RuPaul for Nick Ferrari, who does our Queer Eye for the Sports Guy segment. And there's a Jerry Rice on there, signed Jerry Rice book for $30.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a Gene Simmons.
Oh, it's one of the oldies.
I did buy that.
Oh, it's a different Simmons.
You're in.
What if Gene Simmons did a workout video just like Richard?
I honestly would never watch the workout video that he would make.
The music will be incredible, though.
But the visual will be burned into your head that you'll never be able to take out. But that was like $30 signed Gene Simmons.
Right.
And then Paul Stanley was $300.
He probably gets $31 of that $30
sale.
He probably does.
That is one of the smartest dudes ever.
Ever.
If you could sit on a plane, if you were locked on a plane for 15 hours, who would you want to sit next to? Not, you know, your wife. And
yeah,
I know you wouldn't want to sit next to your girls for that long.
15 hours with one person? I'm going to go with who interests me? I don't really know who's interesting anymore. I would go with Conor McGregor.
Would you really?
Yeah.
We'll end up in a fist fight in the second hour.
We would be drinking Proper 12.
You'll take a photo of him, and he'll beat you over the head with your cell phone.
But then
allegedly.
He would break the phone, and we would fight. It would just be epic. You know, two Irishmen going at it. Like the old school, like bare knuckle, you know, with the old Jekyll Aaron or whatever that guy's name. Who's the original bare knuckle guy? Like the old guy with the undercuts and the
I'm sure
the
there's
mustache.
Quite a few of them, yeah. Well, that's how they all fought back then.
Yeah. Why don't they do that now?
Why don't you ask some bare knuckle guys?
Well, let's talk to Dave and see why they don't use that stance any longer. That'd be a great throwback. Like,
So you could just stand there as the guy's popping you in the face.
Right.
Just, you know, you're standing out there with your fist out, your fist up, you know, covering your face.
Yeah.
As you're getting peppered with jabs.
But yet both had to fight the same style.
Did you watch the Deontay Wilder fight? I know it's a stupid question because I know you didn't.
I didn't watch the fight, but I saw the devastating right hand. I mean, that guy.
But he was losing the fight.
Is a monster. It doesn't matter. As long as there's a second left in that fight, he can win that fight at any time.
I mean, that's definitely true. And but is that the type of champion you would want? A guy that can be down five rounds in the sixth round and is able to come back? Or would you want a guy like Mike Tyson that I don't know until the Buster Douglas fight, I'm not sure he ever lost a round. Yeah, I'm making this up because I don't know. But
yeah. I mean, Mike Tyson was just a different caliber. I mean, a different breed. I think Deontay is the closest to him, you know, with that devastation power. But he's doing it later in the rounds. He's not as skilled. He's not as technical. So, I mean, I think it's good for, like, his legacy, having those big bombs. I mean,
well, of course.
You know,
but because I don't think people are going to remember that he was behind on the scorecards.
Right.
They only know of the big bomb that,
right.
You know,
so I think for him tournament. And for his legacy and for, you know, for history, I think it's important. But I think for the sport, it's not great.
Switch gears, talk a little NCAA football. Last night they came out with the top four, okay. Really the top five. Bama's still sitting at five. Thoughts? Not that. And before you answer, I'll answer. It doesn't matter. LSU's playing Georgia down the road.
Right, so one of them's going to lose.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
But here's what concerns you if you're an Alabama fan. If Georgia beats LSU and it's a close game, LSU probably will not fall out of the top four.
Just because they beat Alabama already.
That's part of it. You know, and some people believe they are the best team.
Right.
And if not, God, that team out of Ohio, which I hate to say, you know, could be.
And isn't Tua hurt? I mean, is he?
Well, yeah. He's done.
He's done. So.
Yeah, he's done.
They're saying it's similar to the Bo Jackson.
No, they're not. What they're saying is it could have been, but they caught it early. Bo continued to hurt himself. And so he made, you know, the damage was so bad, he couldn't come back from it.
Okay.
Where Tua, they got it early enough that they think he will make 100%. You know, yeah, so it is all good.
Sure.
All right, I know it's a couple minutes early, but let's go hit this break real quick. You've got something you need to do real quick here at the restaurant. And when we come back, we'll reach out to David Feldman, coming to you live from Torta Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
Shake, rattle, and roll at the Ryan Neese Foundation's 11th annual Power of Giving holiday party on Thursday, December 5th at the Pepin Hospitality Center. Enjoy delicious food, open bar, casino games, celebrity guests, a live band, silent auction, and most of all, fun. Tickets are on sale now at www.ryanneesefoundation.com. Thank you to our presenting sponsor, the DiBartolo Family Foundation. We'll see you on December 5th at the Power of Giving holiday party. Visit ryanneesefoundation.com to buy tickets now.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Torta Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Torta Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Jurassic World Live Tour. 65 million years in the making. Jurassic World dinosaurs come to life in an epic adventure. The feeling is real. Experience it live. Jurassic World Live Tour.
Tickets on sale now. Coming to Amalie Arena, January 3rd through 5th. Get your tickets today at JurassicWorldLiveTour.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Prepare yourself, college football fans. If you love having fun, if you love Pirates, and if you love your football, then the 2019 Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl is where you have to be. December 23rd, ESPN and Bad Boy Mowers will host college football teams from the American Athletic Conference and Conference USA at the incredible Raymond James Stadium right here in Tampa Bay. The Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl, December 23rd. Kickoff at 2:30 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at GasparillaBowl.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hi, this is Baseball Hall of Famer Wade Boggs. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back hanging out here at Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. What?
Well, we just raffled off the Wade Boggs baseball and signed bat at the Florida Sports Hall of Fame charity golf scramble on Monday. So it was nice to hear him coming out of the break.
That's nice. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines. as we are approaching the end of 2019, 2020, big things for a lot of people. Rondé Barber very possibly goes into the Hall of Fame in 2020. He wore jersey number 20. There's some other big things coming in 2020, but let's look back at how 2019 has gone with the president of BKFC, David Feldman. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing well, Randy. How you doing?
Not too bad. Let's talk about it. Just a couple weeks removed from the latest BKFC in Biloxi. In at least my opinion, but you tell me as the president, how successful was 2019 for you guys?
I mean, it was great. It got us, I think, some of the moves that we made got us mainstream. You know, I like to use that word because I think that we were really struggling and trying to climb and clawing our way up to become mainstream and being accepted as a real, true, legit, and professional and well-organized combat sport. And I think right now at the end of 2019, we are just that right now and really poised to make some really, really big moves in 2020.
As you're sitting in Wyoming June of last year, and really even the year before, because you know everybody seems to think all of a sudden you were successful. This took many years, obviously, to get it off the ground, get to Wyoming last year. Could you have ever anticipated you being where you're at just over, what, a year and a couple months from BKFC One?
You know, dreaming this thing up and making it happen and everything like that, I always dreamt that it would compete among the biggest sports out there, but never realistically thought that that was going to happen. And I think right now we're in a really good spot right now where we've become accepted. It's not just that BKFC has become accepted. We've actually established this new sport, bare-knuckle fighting. Other promotions are doing it now, and it's like bare-knuckle fighting is accepted as a combat sport now. When people talk, it's in a sentence now. It's Are you watching bare knuckle, or are you watching MMA, or are you watching boxing? It is a legit combat sport now, and I think that just is just unbelievable for everything that we've worked on the past 10 years now. And for that to happen right now, it's truly amazing for everything that me and the team have done in the past, in the past 18 months, having this sport legalized. It's crazy how far it's got, how much fan base it has, and how much media attention that's coming to the sport. But it's great. And to sum it up, no, I never really truly thought that we would be in the position we're at now, and just bigger and bigger things are coming. So, you know, it truly is for that statement that if you can dream it, it can happen. And if you work your ass off, anything can happen.
You know, I'm sure everybody is responsible. Your team is responsible. The fighters are responsible. The commissions, you know, that have been able to bring you in have been responsible. But we all have to say it's the fighters, you know, just as much as anything. And I could probably name, you've had 9 events, say, I'm going to just guess 12 fights, you know, per event. I could probably name only 2 bad fights in all 9 of your events. And that has to be, you know, one of the reasons, if not the biggest reason, mainstream is now being said in BKFC.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. You know, that's what I say to everybody when they say, hey, I should get this guy or I should get that guy. I said, I just want good fights, and that guy's not going to be a good fight. It has to be a good fight. Anytime we have a bad fight at this early stage of the development of this sport, it's detrimental to the sport and to the business, because they go, that sucked, or that wasn't good, or no good. Luckily, you're right. We've had 2 or 3, maybe I can name 3 total off the top of my head, and the rest are just barn burners. And I mean, some of them have been really, truly 2 or 3 of them have been some of the best fights that I've ever witnessed in any combat sport in my life. So, you know, it's doing pretty good.
How difficult, as you sit down with your team and the matchmakers all sit down, and you know, you've been on this program, you know, numerous times, and, you know, you tell us how many emails, how many phone calls, you know, you get of that decision, you know, that comes down to the last wire of a yay or a nay, and without saying a name or names, have you ever signed somebody that you were leery about, and then this athlete, male or female, goes in and puts on a show that even shocked you?
Of course, absolutely. I've done that. And I've also signed people that I was gung-ho about and was like, oh, man, I wish I didn't make that sign. But at the same time, I agree with you 100%. I take my hat off to the fighters, because with the team working and the investors and everything that we did to put this thing together, it's great. But if they didn't go out there and perform in that square circle, then nobody would be talking about this sport. And because of the way they go out and perform, and especially the preliminaries, because I want to really take my hat off to these guys who aren't getting paid a lot yet but are fighting for a real true contract in this sport, and to go out there and just bang from bell to bell and throw haymakers and do what they can do to get themselves seen. Man, I take my hat off to those guys, really, especially. But all the fighters and everybody that's got us to this point, it's funny because it's Thanksgiving, right? So what are you thankful for? I'm thankful for all the support that my friends, my family, and all the supporters have really given us to get to this point, because really, if you think about it, we should never be here today. We should not be here today. No way in the world that this sport should be flourishing the way it is this fast, but we are. So it's amazing.
We've talked numerous times about, you know, you bring names in to get people, you know, viewers, and then you need to, you know, have these new young fighters get known, even though some of these guys are known. Jason Knight, you know, Johnny Bedford, these are guys that have been around, but nobody anticipated and expected the success that they have had in BKFC, which some of these guys are going to be the future of the sport and your company.
No, absolutely, Brandy. You know, again, I hate using the same word, but it's just really, truly amazing where we are right now, and what the fighters did and how they fight and how the media is coming together, especially guys like you. Like, really, truly, take my hat off to you and your show for the support that you've given us, because I didn't have to go out and prove myself to you guys. You guys were like, wow, I see something special here, and let's support these guys. Other media establishments have come on board now, and they want to cover us and give us support, and we need it. We need it all we can get, but it's the guys that were there from the beginning, from the struggle to get it to where, and look, the struggle's not over. The struggle has just begun, but we actually just had a phenomenal phone call, and I can't mention the network, with a network that will change the game completely for bare knuckle and change the life of everybody involved with bare knuckle fighting championship. I was like, I was jumping up and down after the phone call because I really, truly think we have this deal. And if we get this deal in the next four plays and announce it, I'm sorry, in the next 4 weeks and announce it, I think that everybody's just going to be like, how did that happen this fast?
I cannot wait for that. What are some things that, you might be able to announce? I know there's been a big talk about the Hulk guy. I don't know much about that, if that's true. You know, you never know when you see on social media. So what either has been announced or what are some things that you can fill us in on?
Yeah, I mean, some of the names, because they're under contract or out of just out of contract with other organizations, I can't really mention some of the signings, but I'm telling you, 2020 is going to be crazy. I can say that Hector Lombard will be headlining the February event that's happening in Florida. That's going to be a special one. And a couple of the opponents that are possible names are a Josh Neer, a Joe Riggs, some really tough competition for him for his first time into the square circle. So we'll have that bout solidified. Jim Allers will be on that card, which I'm not sure of the opponent yet. A lot of people are talking Jason Knight, but I don't think that we're ready for that one yet. Probably another couple months down the road. The Iranian Hulk's coming over. Some two or three former world boxing champions are coming over as soon as we get this contract done with them. A superstar MMA fighter is coming over who his contract just ran out. He's going to be making his way over. It's tremendous. Like I said, we're established to the point now where these, especially the boxers, see, the MMA guys jumped on it right away because I think they were a little more familiar with getting hit with shins and elbows and things like that. But now the boxers were very leery, and the boxers are all reaching out now. So it's really amazing where it has grown to right now with the acceptance from the fighters. And I'm sorry that I can't give you more names right now, but I promise that as soon as I sign one of these big contracts right before Christmas time, I'll definitely break it on your show. I promise you.
And we appreciate that. A name that you and I have talked off the air. We just had the former UFC heavyweight champ Tim Sylvia on. He's, you know, reaching out. He's sweating. He wants to get involved. And I don't know if you've spoken to him yet or if you've thought about it. How difficult of a decision is it? You know, an older big name guy. How do you make the decision? Yay, nay. I'll call you. Don't call me. How does that
go?
On
that note, Randy, and you and I have talked about this with other fighters in the past, I just want to know their seriousness, the level of their training. Are they taking this seriously, or are they knocking on our door for another payday? And so far, we've almost been able to weed out everybody that was just knocking on our door for another payday because I could tell they weren't taking it seriously. And some of these guys don't have it anymore, and some of them do. I mean, we had Tim – I mean, not Tim. We had Bigfoot Silva fight Gabriel Gonzaga. And as you could see in that fight, and the nicest guy I ever met, really one of the nicest guys I ever met, Bigfoot Silva didn't really seem to have it anymore. But right. Gabriel Gonzaga did, on the other hand. He seemed to really, he might be a force in this sport, so who knows? I mean, he was in there, he looked fresh, jumping around. So it's hard to tell. It's really hard to tell. But I'm going to definitely have some conversations with Tim and you know, see what kind of level of training he's willing to give for this and what kind of dedication he wants to do and really where he wants to take it. Like if he says, I'd like to give it a shot, one fight, it's probably not going to be the right guy. If he says, I want to make a run at this, that's probably going to be the answer that I'm looking for.
And I know you have a question, Matt, before you get to it. I want Dave to know that I said those things to Tim over an hour ago.
You did.
You know, about how serious are you and your legacies and that kind of stuff. That, you know, this can hurt both the company and the fighter, or it could help the company and the fighter. And, you know, he needs to be 100% in.
And Dave, I mean, we all know you're the viral sensation of 2019, the biggest explosion. That this is an old sport. You know, it came from 130 years ago, the last time I was legally sanctioned on U.S. soil. So, my big stance is when you search bare knuckle and you see the history of the sport, like back in the day, the fighting stance has changed. You know, like they have the underhand and the old school fighters. Why is its stance changed? What's the advantage now in today's current fighting that was different back then?
I think that people are looking for something a little more exciting now. And as everything went out in the past, it always comes back. It comes back in a new evolution, and we brought it back in a new evolution with the clinching and the Muay Thai clinch and things like that that make it a little more exciting. And I think that's what's getting some of these crossover fans from MMA and also the boxers involved, because they see that it's it's not like it was back in the day. It's nothing like that at all. It's built for fast pace, built for excitement, and it's built for great fights, and I think that's what we're getting. I think that's really where it changed, just the modification in the rules and the fighting platform. I think that has got these guys really interested in it. And, you know, as we've always said, this is still their chance. We're only 18 months old right now, so this is still their chance to be a pioneer and to be, you know, forever have their name engraved in a brand new combat sport. And I think that's what's exciting for these guys right now, too.
I'm going to reach out to the Randy regime, the fans of this program. We need to, and normally I wouldn't do this in front of our guest, but I want Dave to hear this. Every July or whenever it is, that big MMA award, you know, promotion, I think BKFC should be in that, the running, as well as win promotion of the year. And I'm going to do everything in my power to get you on the ballot, Dave.
Thank you so much, Randy, man. That would be amazing. That's just another step in cementing that we are, you know, that we are really here, legitimate and mainstream. That would be phenomenal. And the fans are talking about it like that, but now we need, you know, the media and everybody else to take us extremely seriously. And when we announced this network deal that we're about to strike, I think people are going to know that we are really serious in what we're doing. And the naysayers, I mean, supporters are the supporters, and they know, they see the potential. They see what these fighters are bringing. They see how this sport can evolve. And look, every time, everything needs something new at some point. And combat sports needs something new too. And we're the new thing out, you know, the new kid on the block. We're the fire. We're the exciting thing right now. So it's great for us, but it's also great for the fighters, because now the fighters that may have, you know, had their run in MMA and they don't want to grapple anymore. They don't want to have their knees or their back worked. You know, they have injuries there, but they can stand up and bang. This is a great sport for them. For these guys that are up and coming, they want to stand out there and prove it all and go out there and bang with other guys at their same caliber. This is a sport for them. This is truly a sport for both MMA fighters and for boxers in a true crossover experience. So, you know, it's crazy. And if we can get a nomination like that, it would just be phenomenal for us as well.
You know, how many MMA fighters, and the first one that comes to mind was Quentin Jackson, who used to always say, nobody will stand with me. Everybody wants to take me down because they're scared, you know, to stand with me. This is important. You don't have to worry about it. If you want to stand and get involved with BKFC. Dave, thank you very much for 2019. It's been awesome to be involved. I can't wait for the future of 2020. I want to wish you, your staff, your family, everybody a very happy Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you again very, very soon.
Thank you so much for having me, and the same to you and Matt. I appreciate everything, and all the listeners, thank you so much.
We will talk to Dave Feldman again down the road. That is your BKFC president. We're going to have the heavyweight champ on here in about 10 or 15 minutes as we slowly wind down the program. But BKFC really has been everything that I thought it could be and had hoped it would be. And it has been so far. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a nice roll. Let's go ahead and break. Coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
Time was drifting. This rock got to roll. So I hit the road and made my getaway. Restless feeling.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chef Robert Irvine, highest rated show on the Food Network. Woo! And you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Shake, rattle, and roll at the Ryan Neese Foundation's 11th Annual Power of Giving Holiday Party on Thursday, December 5th at the Pepin Hospitality Center. Enjoy delicious food, open bar, casino games, celebrity guests, a live band, silent auction, and most of all, fun. Tickets are on sale now at www.ryanneesefoundation.com. Thank you to our presenting sponsor, the DiBartolo Family Foundation. We'll see you on December 5th at the Power of Giving Holiday Party. Visit ryanneesefoundation.com to buy tickets now.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Jurassic World Live Tour. 65 million years in the making. Jurassic World dinosaurs come to life in an epic adventure. The feeling is real. Experience it live. Jurassic World Live Tour. Tickets on sale now, coming to Amalie Arena, January 3rd through 5th. Get your tickets today at JurassicWorldLiveTour.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Prepare yourself, college football fans. If you love having fun, if you love pirates, and if you love your football, then the 2019 Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl is where you have to be. December 23rd, ESPN and Bad Boy Mowers will host college football teams from the American Athletic Conference and Conference USA at the incredible Raymond James Stadium right here in Tampa Bay. The Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl, December 23rd. Kickoff at 2:30 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at GasparillaBowl.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
What's up, guys? You're listening to Knockout Radio. This is the Russian Hammer. Choo choo, motherfuckers.
You never know. Knockout Radio. We're doing live from Tour de Pizza. You just never know when the Russian Hammer jumps on.
It's a great liner.
If he's going to be FCC compliant or not.
It's one of the better liners.
I never know which one it is.
I was scared.
So I was my heart was racing. I was excited.
I was scared, you know, between, you know, his and Mike Perry's.
Yeah.
You know, you never know, and you do. You definitely got to do
the same day.
What's a busy pizza day? What's your busiest pizza day?
Busiest pizza day is typically Halloween, depending on what day of the week it falls. Just because people are sitting home, waiting for trick-or-treaters. They don't want to cook or go out. So it's a very big pizza delivery day.
How about Christmas? How about Thanksgiving?
No, day before Thanksgiving. Today, it will be very, very busy. Same deal. Everybody's got family coming to town. Nobody really wants to cook. The house will be cooking all day tomorrow.
Well, very few people want to cook on Thanksgiving either.
Right, but
they do.
But the family's coming in. They're making last-minute preparations. So tonight's a very, very busy pizza night.
All right. You said you had a game or something. What are you doing?
You play a game?
Yeah, let's play a game.
Yeah, like so
we got the heavyweight champ coming up shortly.
Let's play a game. It's we'll call it thankful or not thankful, because it's in spirit of Thanksgiving being tomorrow.
Or last week.
What do you mean? Thanksgiving was last week.
What'd you do? Lose a week?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So in the spirit of Thanksgiving season.
Exactly. You know, you've seen some TV shows.
Sure.
And like my cousin works on Kelly and whatever her partner is this week. Seahorse. What's his name? Seacrest.
Seacrest.
So a lot of those shows, they'll film their Friday show on Thursday.
Okay.
And I've been to a couple, and I know that I went to one out in California as well, where they made a comment about, this looks like the same audience as last week, because it was, because they filmed the Friday show the day before. So sometimes you chuckle when they say certain things because you know what it means. But whatever, last week, this week, it's all the same thing.
Perfect.
All right, so go ahead.
So thankful for the year 2019. Thankful that ESPN took a driver's seat with the UFC.
I'm not thankful for that.
No, didn't. Wasn't a better enhancement, or
I don't think it matters to me or to any fan what network is covering the sport that you like.
How did it do for the sport this year? Like, did it uplift the sport? Did bare knuckle boxing steal its thunder?
I wouldn't say that, but you know, I've heard more complaints about ESPN and ESPN Plus, you know, than I've heard, oh, thank God they're on ESPN. Now, the one thing that ESPN has done, you know, to help the UFC and MMA and whatever, for so long, because they were a boxing network, pretty much.
Sure.
You know, and they had all the boxing events on ESPN. They didn't cover MMA that much. Well, you know, now they have the Professional Fighters League as well as the UFC, and they do some other stuff. And obviously, Chael's there, and Ariel's there, and Brett's there. And, you know, so they have a nice MMA staff. Does that help? Yeah. I mean, it doesn't hurt. But as a fan, as you're sitting at home on a Saturday, I don't think it matters to me, you, or the typical fan. And if I'm wrong, hit me up on Twitter, Randy Regime, hashtag Randy Regime, hashtag whatever, hashtag, you know, and tell me. But if you're sitting at home and you're cracking open a soft drink or a pop or a beer or whatever, does it matter? ESPN, ESPN Plus, Fox, Spike. Does it matter?
I think it made it harder to find it because it was on different networks every time. It was never like, you can never just go to one place and find the UFC fight. It was either on Plus or number 3 or number 8 or Ocho Cinco. Yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
I have no idea what ESPN Plus is.
Well, I don't know what that is either.
I'm saying, I've never seen anything on ESPN Plus.
Right, I agree.
So.
But Disney Plus, I mean, that's big now.
I understand you can get Disney Plus and ESPN Plus for the same price. Which is true.
Does it? Okay.
But I'm not going to get Disney.
Have you seen ESPN Ocho? Like the number 8? They have like cornhole championship, like professional cornhole.
Well, they had that on regular ESPN.
They have professional pizza spinning acrobatics. No joke. I'm not kidding. You're looking at me like I'm lying.
It wouldn't surprise me. They have darts.
Yeah, they have
darts. Have Scrabble. They have dominoes. They.
Is Scrabble really a sport?
I don't know. Is darts?
Yeah, because it's an athletic motion. Of
that you can drink beer and smoke cigarettes while you're doing.
I mean, it should be a disclaimer. If you get better at the sport when you're drinking, you should not, you know.
Have you watched the cornhole?
I did.
I watched it for like 5 to 8 minutes.
Because I got caught up in the logos. And the.
No, I think what you get caught up on is you want to see them miss the damn hole, but they don't. They throw it behind their head. They throw it under their legs, and they're still putting it in the dang hole.
Yeah, and the strategy behind it, like you're trying to lay up and block the hole, and then like there's like a true cornhole is where it's like an air strike, right? It goes straight in without touching anything. Is that the name? Is that how it works?
I have no idea.
I think that's the name. Cool. Like the throw, and it goes in without touching the board. So
it's called an air strike?
I don't know.
Okay.
I have no idea. I don't know. But I will find out by the end of the year.
Yeah, I bet you won't.
Let's do a cornhole tournament. Don't you want to do pickleball, pickleball team? I saw your...
No, we are going
to
do pickleball.
I saw your call out to the world, so let the Randy Regime know how they can be a part of our fan base.
Well, and here's a pickleball thing that you're not aware... Well, you should be aware of, but you're Matt McClellan, so enough said.
It's true.
We will be broadcasting in January from the PGA Golf Show.
Okay.
And part of the wing of the PGA Golf Show is paddle and pickleball.
Really?
Yeah. So they're a huge setup, and we will have some pickleball people on.
Okay.
And which we were going to do last year, but you know, we got there too late and we couldn't organize it.
Sure.
But no, I am interested. I played some pickleball up in Atlanta, and I've never seen people play so bad as when they played with me.
Okay.
I brought everybody down.
Oh.
I believe the Olympic gold medalist played with me once, and he didn't score a point. And that's all because of me.
So now you know how I feel to be on this network. I bring this show down.
No, you do.
So, no. So welcome to my life.
Yes.
Right here.
No, I'm definitely aware of that big time. But no, I think pickleball's cool.
So how do we get a team? Is there a league locally? Like, how do we do this? Like, do I need to build a course? Can I just?
I was going to put one in Sean's backyard. I was going to pour the concrete and put a pickleball
court. You don't want people coming to your house. You know.
Well, first of all, I won't allow.
Fan base is crazy. Like, you don't want crazy people showing up.
No, that's why we're going to build it at your house.
Well, crazy people live there already, so it's okay.
And the chance of me driving 87 miles to get to your house is slim.
Well, if I showed you where I lived, you'd probably think I was hiding.
Well, I've been to your house, and I know you are hiding. I think we're going to try to put something together in St. Pete, Tampa, Clearwater, Palm Harbor, Tarpon Springs, Sarasota, Bradenton, Plant City, Lakeland, somewhere in that vicinity.
Does it have to be a level playing surface? Or could we do it here in the parking lot of Tour de Pizza?
Yeah, if you could build a court.
Yeah, let's do it. Like Sunday afternoon pickleball league?
I see no reason why we can't do it. All you got to do is you got to put a net up.
Okay.
You know, and then, yeah, we can mark it off in the
driveway. Where do you get the pickles?
Publix or Safeco or, well, you know, all the ball really is a wiffle ball.
Right.
Similar to a wiffle ball.
Sure.
But, you know, it would make it more difficult.
Well, they just paved a new course right here at Fossil Park. So they actually have a net and it's brand new paved. So it's prime. So.
But is it a pickleball
court? It's a pickleball court.
But normally it's packed because there's so few around.
There's only one.
Right.
And there's like four tennis courts, but pickleball, there's always someone there. Like no one, it's never been empty when I've been there. So,
but the tennis court is empty.
Tennis court is always empty.
So we could just get some white strip tape.
Yeah, make our own.
And make our own, and then just peel it up when we're done.
Yeah, we could do that.
All right. Well, maybe this Sunday.
Or we could just talk to the park and rec people and just say, hey, can we create a league here? And then we'll block it off and be like, this is Knockout Radio's time slot.
That works for me.
So.
Definitely works for me. I have no issues with that at all. Let's go hit our final break. I can't believe it's flying by. When we come back, we will have the BKF. C, heavyweight champion
of the world.
It
is
Joey
Beltran.
When we return, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, hi, this is Mike Schmidt. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
Say you had the greatest job in the world, crafting pumpkin fresh frozen custard desserts at Culver's. Here would be your typical day. Pour farm fresh dairy into the custard maker and run continuously. Add real pumpkin puree and pumpkin pie spice. Then craft our pumpkin spice shake or salted caramel pumpkin concrete mixer.
Just like that, pumpkin's back at Culver's, but not for long. Welcome to Delicious.
Shake, rattle, and roll at the Ryan Neese Foundation's 11th Annual Power of Giving Holiday Party on Thursday, December 5th at the Pepin Hospitality Center. Enjoy delicious food, open bar, casino games, celebrity guests, a live band, silent auction, and most of all, fun. Tickets are on sale now at www.ryanneesefoundation.com. Thank you to our presenting sponsor, the DiBartolo Family Foundation. We'll see you on December 5th at the Power of Giving Holiday Party. Visit ryanneesefoundation.com to buy tickets now.
Jurassic World Live Tour.
65 million years in the making, Jurassic World dinosaurs come to life in an epic adventure. The feeling is real. Experience it live. Jurassic World Live Tour. Tickets on sale now, coming to Amalie Arena, January 3rd through 5th. Get your tickets today at JurassicWorldLiveTour.com.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Monster Jam. This is power. This is precision. This is passion. This is Monster Jam. See the legendary Gravedigger, El Toro Loco, and more of your favorite Monster Jam trucks. Brought to you by BKT Tires, Circle K, and your local Ford dealers. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Raymond James Stadium, January 11th and February 1st.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Reggie Bush, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back. Closing moments here, coming to you live from Tour de Pizza. I've been to, what, to 7 of the 9 BKFCs.
Yeah.
I've only missed 2. A couple fights I'll never forget, and now one of those fights, one of the participants in the fight, one of those fights that brought BKFC back. He is now your heavyweight champion of the world, Joey Beltran. How are you, Joey?
I'm doing well, man. Thanks for having me on.
We appreciate your time. Let's go back a couple weeks, you know, to Biloxi. It's during the fight. What is going through your mind? You know, we're into round two. You know, you're pretty much, you know, you won't say this probably, but I will, dominating the fight. What's running through your mind as this fight is playing out?
I'm always pretty critical of myself, like in sparring and everything. Like, I feel like if I'm getting hit, like I'm losing. So it's like, to me, during the actual fight, because I was getting hit a little bit. I was getting hit a few times for sure, especially in the earlier of the fight. I was like, I thought the fight was a lot closer than when I watched it back. You know, I'm like, oh, yeah, I did a really good job out there. But during the actual fight, I thought it was pretty close. So I was just really laser focused on just continuing to, you know, bring that relentless pressure and keep the defense tight and not let anything slip in big.
What is the corner saying to you? Your corner was directly, you know, in front of me. So, I mean, I was watching, but I couldn't hear. What are they telling you? Are they telling you that you're dominating, or are they letting you think that it's closer just, you know, to keep you focused?
No, man, absolutely not. Just keeping me 100% just focused on what I'm going to, just having me repeat, like, what am I here to do? What are you doing? You know, fours and fives, tight defense. And just real simple game plan and just sticking to it.
You know, a lot of the fighters have become friends of mine. You know, Bedford being one of them. But let's be honest. The heavyweight champion is always the face of an organization. I'm sure that's how you're looking at it. And I'm sure that's probably what David told you as well, right?
You know, we'll wait and see. I do know, I'd like to assume that. But, you know, yeah. We'll just wait and see as far as that. I'll keep it politically correct.
I got you. Well, in the public, in the media, you know, everybody always says everybody loves the heavyweights. Everybody loves the big punchers. You know, and now you are that champion. How long until you want to get back in and defend?
I want to get back in as soon as possible, man. Obviously, that February show would be great. You know, so if not then, immediately after March. Because I understand we're going to do 11 shows next year starting in February. So I'm looking to get active, get real active.
And David was just on, and he said that they're getting ready to announce a major network deal, and a lot of big things are coming in 2020. I'll ask you the same question, you know, that I asked him. You were at one. Could you ever anticipate where BKFC was in Wyoming June of last year to whatever today's date is, the 27th of November, being where it is now?
Yes and no. I mean, you never really know what's going to happen as far as, like, how people are going to react. But as far as, like, the crowd and the audience, just the general public. So that's always kind of the unvariable. But, I mean, just the amount, like, at the end of the day, it's like, we're fighters. The fighters are putting it on. You know, and it's built off our performances, and you got plenty of people that are willing to go out there and do it at a high level, and treat it with the same amount of professionalism that we treated, you know, our MMA careers. You know, it's awesome, man. It's fun.
I've definitely enjoyed the ride for sure. So, you know, you walk out of there 2 weeks ago or so, Saturday, with the belt. Where did you go with the belt? What did you do with the belt? I mean, did you go to McDonald's wearing the belt? Because I would. I mean, if it was me, I'd still have it on. What have you done with it?
Dude, you want to know something? Somebody stole the freaking diamonds off the belt, and we had to replace them. So, when I looked at all the pictures, so the beautiful diamonds, these little diamonds, decorations, real diamonds too. Scott Burt from the Hall of Fame doesn't mess around. So these real diamond jewels that were like decorative jewels on the belt were on the belt when it was presented to me at the time of winning. I go back, put the belt down on the table, you know, in our locker room, and everything's like emotional commotion. I'm, you know, on top of myself. You know, I'm checking on Maia, my girlfriend who had fought earlier in the night, and everything, and you know, I just kind of like just get lost in the shuffle, go back at the end of the show after the main event to take pictures with the belt and my coaches, and then you can zoom in on the picture, the jewels are gone. So in a matter of an hour top, maybe like more like 45 minutes, like somebody got back there. And so, you know, like me and Scott Burt, of course, you know, he said, you know, at the end of the day, Joey, hopefully, you know, whoever needed them, really, obviously, Barry needed them very badly, and hopefully they were able to feed their families with those. So that's kind of a funny story. But
I have done radio for 38 years, and I have never been to a point where I don't know what to do or say. I'm shocked.
Wow.
So are they going to replace it? Is the belt insured?
No. It's already repaired. Now it's under my watchful eye. So
now to get those jewels, you're going to get an ass whooping.
Yeah.
If you get anywhere near that, you know, what are the plans for Thanksgiving? How are you going to celebrate? You know what's coming up?
Yeah, I got to go on them. Thanksgiving World Tour starting in Oceanside for the first couple hours, drive to my brother's house up in Moreno Valley, which is like an hour away, and spend a couple hours there, and then finish off at my my girlfriend's mother's house, which is another hour away. So we're going on. It's nice, though, you know. It's problems of abundance. We have a lot of love and a lot of people to go see, so it's great.
Awesome. And I like the hour in between because then you can get hungry again. Right. So it works out perfect. Joey, let's do this again. Let's get you back on. Let me put you on hold so we can get your address to send you some more 8-Man Strong for coming on. And I know I said it to you that night, but again, congratulations. You are now the heavyweight champion of the world.
Thank you.
There you go.
Wow. Well,
unbelievable. I didn't know how to respond. I'm still shocked.
I was sitting in awe. Like, what? Like, no way.
I want to find the guy and bring him kind of like Walt Harris style. This is the guy that stole your jewels and see what happens. I want to thank everybody. Have a fantastic week. If you hear this again, don't be surprised. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At Mickey Pizza Man 1.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's Chuck the Iceman Liddell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.